struggling to remember those all-important camera settings and creative ideas when you're out with your camera? Then check out iPhotography flip cards. 30 pocket-sized, weatherproof flip cards with tips for camera settings, composition, exposure, and so much more. Slide them in your camera bag or wear them on a lanyard. However you carry them, just don't leave home without them. Check out iPhotography.com/podcast for more exclusive discounts.
Oh, hey, hey, it's time. I went with my Krusty the Clown kind of intro there, Emily, just so you know.
I like that.
Thank you. It's Stephen and Emily. We've got another show of the iPhotography podcast today. How are you doing, Emily? You okay?
I am very well. And this topic is very applicable to me at the moment because I'm knee deep in my editing queue. So I need a lot of good music to get me through it.
Well, this is what they say about long running shows, and we're pretty much about a year into to our podcast. We're about at our anniversary stage. Is that they say kind of after a while of kind of producing, every show needs some sort of musical episode, and today is our musical episode. But we're not singing, unfortunately.
Thankfully, I'm terrible.
I should bring Rebecca down. She does love her karaoke. Maybe I can get her to do a little bit of a song bites. Because what we're looking at today is we're talking about putting songs into a playlist. Because I don't know if you're like us. Obviously, we're at the computer a lot of the time throughout our working week. So, you know, we do stick headphones on and we have a little bit of music, whether it's in the background, whether it's actual music we're editing for images. You know, obviously, you do a lot, don't you? You put a lot of instrumentals and music to your videos, I imagine.
Yes. And I think I use music a lot to dictate the energy of what I'm editing, or also to perk myself up if I'm lagging a bit.
Well, that was it, and we're going to kind of come to it. So what we've got is that we're going to kind of talk through a couple of songs that we listen to during editing, but whether it's songs that are good to go into videos or whether it's songs that just kind of helps the flow of your editing, your writing or doing whatever it is. And all the songs that we're going to talk about, we're going to put together, we'll put into a playlist, and you'll be able to follow, download this playlist on Spotify. So in the link for the description for this podcast, wherever you're finding it, there'll be a little URL that you can actually go and check out the playlist with all these songs and probably some more that we'll talk about. Because, yeah, do you have music on all the time when you're at your desk?
Yes, I have tried to do sort of audiobooks and podcasts and things, but I feel like that takes a little bit too much of my mental energy away from the task. So when I do photo edit, I do tend to put music on. And I have noticed that the choices that you make, it sounds crazy, but the choices that you make with that will dictate sort of how fast you edit and also the emotion that you're trying to convey as well. It's very interesting.
It's, yeah, I was thinking about this morning because knowing the topic that we're coming into, I was thinking about a couple of questions that, now let me try and frame this because I've not written the question down, that the music that you choose, does it influence how you edit? And is it music that kind of reflects your personality, or is it music that you're choosing to reach a certain style? I suppose what I'm trying to say with that, it's like, so if you're editing your wedding images, you want your images to look a certain way. Now, are you choosing the music to kind of get you into the groove of that kind of thing, or are you just putting on something that you like regardless?
I have a playlist of my own with loads of different artists in that's called Slow Sad Perfect, and it's just loads of really sad romantic songs and happy romantic songs. And depending on the couple, because sometimes you'll get a romantic couple, sometimes you'll get a more upbeat couple, I think generally having something a little bit in the romantic area can really help with wedding photography editing. And in the morning, I think more just upbeat stuff, like even when you're shooting sort of bridal prep, they'll probably have sort of the top 40 on, or they'll have like Smooth FM on or something, and matching what you're listening to the vibes of what you're editing. Yeah. However, if I am very, very tired and it's first thing in the morning, I do put a little bit of like metal music on very loud. So I'm like, the most romantic wedding's going on, and in my headphones is like, rah!
So what kind of metal bands are we talking? Go on, throw some examples.
Oh, Stephen, this is very niche. My favourite is Fit for a King, They are never very loud, very angry. But it proper wakes you up. It's like coffee in your ears.
Tell me that's like the title of their album or something.
I wish it was. I think we should make our own metal album and call it Coffee in Your Ears.
Oh my God. Or Audio Espresso or something like that.
That's brilliant. Think of the puns.
Yes. Yeah, I don't even know. I will have to kind of figure out like a name for this playlist to begin with as well.
Coffee in Your Ears.
Coffee in Your Ears, I think was going to be it. I think I'd initially named it like just songs to edit to, but no, Coffee for Your Ears. But I think we've started a new thing there. So that's what you're going to be looking for on Spotify.
I shall omit them from the playlist because they're quite angry and loud. I'll stick to the rest of the things.
It's brilliant. I think coffee can be relaxing, though. I know it can kind of perk you up, etc. as well, but it's something that everybody needs, maybe to kind of get you through the day. So maybe that's a good kind of analogy for this playlist. But let's start off with a song, okay? I still got kind of a couple of questions anyway as well, but we'll kind of we'll mix them up in between. But what would you put on a playlist? You know, give us a track.
Okay, Vonda Shepherd, Maryland.
Vonda Shepherd, Maryland.
She's amazing. If you ever watched Ally McBeal back in the day, she was like the artist that was in the bar, and she does lots of covers of romantic songs, and I've watched her all around the world. I've followed her around. I'm terrible. But she's brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, so you're quite a fan. It's not just, you know, just a particular song. You'd like the artist already.
Yeah, so some of it is covers. So it's great for sort of editing because there'll be songs that you already know, and then some of them are original songs, which are also brilliant.
Excellent. So yeah, so we'll get some Vonda Shepherd into
the
playlist.
Get some Vonda in your life. Everybody needs some Vonda.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. I did. I watched her in Berlin, and she sang a whole song in German. She's so talented.
Oh, is she German? Is she?
No, she's American.
All right. Fair enough. Multi-talented. Have you ever tried working in complete silence? No music. No nothing. Just you and the computer.
Do you know what? I think it harks back to my days when I used to work in offices years and years and years ago. It just feels like work if you don't listen to something. I feel like there's always one foot in recreation if you're allowed to listen to something you want to listen to while you're getting the work done.
Yeah.
The closest to that is I do listen to like a lot of playlists without lyrics, just something to put you in the vibe. I think film soundtracks, like the Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Music for concentration is the one I have on Spotify, which is a whole playlist, all full of all those cool songs and piano as well. I'll find my fave.
You're right. Sometimes you can get lost or in the singing, you know, if you've got lyrics, you end up kind of just singing it in your head. And especially I find all the time, if I'm writing, I end up writing some of those lyrics into what I've written, and I honestly have to stop and go, oh, hang on.
Blog writing, it has to be without lyrics. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but photo editing, it's 50-50. One artist which you can add to the playlist, and I'll probably send you over how to spell it, is Olaf Arnolds. He did the soundtrack for Broadchurch. Did you ever watch Broadchurch?
I've heard of it. Is that with David Tennant?
And Olivia Colman. It's so good. So some of those songs have lyrics, and some of them are just like moody, seascapey kind of music. It's like a murder mystery by the sea.
Yeah.
Very emotive. Really, really good. I have that on all the time.
Very good. Oh, no, I've seen maybe like trailers for it, adverts for it, but yeah, never. I don't think I've ever actually watched an episode of it. I'm going to throw a song in. If this is a little bit more, not say mainstream. Fleet Foxes, song called Mykonos.
Ooh,
ever heard of it?
I have not. Clearly, okay. I listen to really weird stuff.
Well, I think this could be a good, you know, we'll have like a good kind of contrast of songs, really, because I'm looking down the list of mine. And yeah, I suppose a lot of my music, my interests in music are maybe kind of more folky, I would say. I think just trying to kind of generalize the ones that I've got on the list here, saying that I've got like a Radiohead song towards the end. Nice. But on the whole, kind of, let's say, singer songwriter folky type of music, I remember the song. It was in a film with Robert Downey Jr., Due Date. Have you ever seen that one?
Yes, I think
with
so.
Zach
the
guy in The Hangover. I can't pronounce his surname, but yeah, it's in that, and it's done kind of quite nicely. But again, it's kind of quite chilled out. I mean, a lot of the songs by Fleet Foxes are, but a particular one called Mykonos. Another one I'd like to throw in, Angus and Julia Stone. It's called Big Jet Plane. So I think it's a little bit different from the we're going. Oh, I've forgotten how it goes, and I promised I wouldn't sing. Leaving on a jet plane. It's a little bit different from that one, but has a same title as well. But again, in terms of a type of artist that they are, it's quite chilled out, kind of quite mellow. So you could put it on kind of pretty low in the background, and those would be kind of quite kind of, I suppose, easy listening. I think that's the kind of title, isn't it, really, that type of music. But do you always kind of go in a particular order when you put your playlist on, or do you stick it on shuffle?
So I'm terrible for sticking everything on shuffle, which is a recipe for disaster, because it might be a metal song and then Ace of Base and then, you know, anything could.
So you have them on the same playlists.
My liked playlist is just everything I've ever liked. So it's just, it goes all over the place. It's not great. So when I try and narrow it down a bit when I'm photo editing.
So you can literally go from kind of thrash metal to
Justin
kind
Bieber.
Of
right. I've got a lot of Justin Bieber in here. Yeah, I've got Eminem.
This playlist is going to be the most random thing anyone's ever seen. But throw us another song then. So we've got Ol Vonda and we've got Olaf the Snowman. So throw us another one.
So another artist that I think is very good for sort of, as you say, easy listening but generally upbeat is a band called Third Eye Blind.
Yes,
they're very summery, very chill, mm-hmm. not too heavy at all. And if you just need a little something to perk you up while you're editing, yeah. and put a smile on your face, it's my summer soundtrack, Third Eye Blind.
They're quite. Are they still going? They were kind of like a bit of a '90s thing, really. They're kind of like Weezer.
Yeah, they got big in the '90s, but they're still bringing out really good stuff. And despise the song that got them famous, which was Semi-Charmed Life. Yeah. And every time I watch them live, the singer just turns to the guitarist and goes, "I hate this song," and then starts playing it. I love him.
I reckon that's so true of many bands that when you get to a point you have like one song that is like your famous one that everybody wants you to play, you think, "I'm just so tired of hearing that song."
Yeah.
I bet they just want, they either wish they'd never written it as well, or just wish they could just go, "No, we're never playing that one again" as well. I'm sure, I don't remember reading, I don't know who it was, but there was one particular band whose song got super famous that they just refused to play it at concerts and gigs. I can't think for the life of me who it was, but yeah, they just didn't want to hear it again, or at least catch themselves singing it, really. It's a shame in a way, but yeah.
I wish more bands would do that, to be honest, because like Third Eye Blind, for instance, it was 25, 30 years ago that they brought that song out, so they've got enough back catalogue to to not play it. And they hate playing it so much. It's very good band, very summery, mild rock. I like them very much.
So you have kind of quite a kind of smorgasbord of different types of genres that you kind of listen to. Is there anything that you find you tend not to listen to whilst editing? Is there any particular types of music?
I like emotional songs, whether that's sad and melancholy or upbeat, mm-hmm. or soundtracks that make you feel. One thing I would probably steer away from is sort of the pop genre, where it's very much you're designed to turn it off, you just put it on in the background and it doesn't really emote in one way or the other.
I
think photography is very emotional when you come to editing and the choices that you make and the colors that you want to bring out. So I think picking a team emotionally, musically, is the way. So anything that's a little bit middle of the road.
Right, more songs, we need more songs on our playlist. Go on, okay. You'll go again and then I'll throw a couple in.
Okay, Annie DeFranco.
You picked some people with really cool names.
I know, right? She has some fantastic folky songs. She's an incredible guitarist. She's another artist that I've gone around places following around, and I think 32 Flavors is a fantastic song. But she's got loads of good ones. She's another one that you could just really get into. She's got a lot to say. She's basically a poet with a guitar.
Well, that's kind of quite interesting, because you find they're much more lyrically informed in those instances. And I love kind of songs that actually have got substance in respects to kind of what the actual story is within the image, talking about photography, within the song itself. Saying that, the one that I've chosen is from Jesus and Mary Chain, called Just Like Honey. I reckon you'll recognize it, even if you don't know the actual the title of it. It's no, not that it comes from, but it's featured at the very, very end of the film Lost in Translation. Have you ever seen that?
I have. Moons ago, I have, yes.
Oh, absolutely love it. It's literally probably one of my top two. It's in there. And it,
what's
it's
the other one?
Well, ironically, without going too much of a tangent, no. It's a song. It's a film called Her. Right. So the story, without going too much on a tangent here, is that Lost in Translation was written or made by Sofia Coppola. So that's, she's the daughter of Francis Ford Coppola, or Capella. I don't know how to pronounce it. And basically, the story was about her breakup with Spike Jones, another director. I think it's Spike Jones. And basically then years later, Spike Jones went on to write this film called Her, which was effectively the retaliation, not a negative retaliation, but basically kind of describing the story of from that. And they're totally different films in respects to the kind of the actual storyline, because in Spike Jones's film, it's Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with his computer. It's very, very bizarre, but he gets this kind of really kind of modern operating system like Siri, who's got this amazing AI. And the girl that voices Siri is Scarlett Johansson, who is also the main protagonist in Lost in Translation.
Oh, how cool. I need to watch both of these.
Definitely watch them. Yeah, definitely watch them. But at the very, very end of Lost in Translation is Just Like Honey. And it's a lovely kind of very, very passive song. It's a little bit different from a lot of their other work in some instances. But certainly, you know, I think, again, in terms of just background mellow music, very, very simple. And as with kind of my next choice, much more contemporary, Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted. Now, I think a lot of her work tends to be kind of quite ambient in a sense, but I think that's just the way that she sings. Are you a fan of the Eilish?
I am a fan of the Eilish. I like in a world full of loud belters, she's very quiet and you have to listen to what she has to say, but she has an incredible tone to her voice.
Mm.
And her first album in particular, I've got it on vinyl, I'm a big fan. But the second one, I've taken a bit of time to get into it because she's gone in a bit of a different direction with a little bit more guitars and a little bit weirder, less electronic, I'd say. But I'm excited to properly sit down and listen to it.
I lose track of like albums, etc. I mean, especially with her, it feels like, anyway, and I know it's not her decision, but songs come out like every other week, and I don't know that I would have thought they're all from the same album. Or I think it'll get to the point where people don't even release albums, it's just singular songs. But she got two albums out now, has she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I never would have known that, but yeah, I just thought they were all coming out from this one amazing compilation something or other as well, but yeah, that's another one of ours, another one of mine that I throw into the mix, really. I mean, do you have like a stock library of songs that you go to for when you're actually using songs or music in your videos? Because I know obviously you do a lot of videography and not just photography, but where do you kind of go looking for music for that?
Yeah, so there's a number of different platforms that allow you to do this. You've got Soundstripe, Artlist, MusicBed. Other ones are available. I'm subscribed to Soundstripe at the moment, which is giving me some joy. And Stephen, picking the music to a highlight film for a wedding is the hardest part of anything.
Really?
Because you've got to find something that matches the couple and their relationship, that isn't cheesy, that has the right sort of crescendos where you need, that has the quiet bits so you can put some of the speeches in and stuff. I spend so much of the edit just trying to find the music. And sometimes, as you say, it might be going onto Soundstripe and putting a playlist of contenders in until I can narrow it down.
That's kind of your background, isn't it? For anybody that doesn't know you in depth, you come from an audio technician's background, am I right to say?
Yes, I did my degree in sound design. So it was more for film and media, but there was also elements of live sound engineering as well. And I play the drums, and for the sort of one of the final modules, it was getting into a studio and recording and mixing and mastering several songs of different.
Oh, so do you have your own kind of album of songs that you've drummed on, or?
Yeah. And my husband plays guitar and sings.
You like a little band in your own right, like, you know, the kind of the modern day Von Trapps.
Yeah, my living room, we've had to throw out our living room table to make room for like my massive drum kit.
So you're never mind Von Trapps, you're more like the White Stripes actually, aren't you now?
Except
you
are. I'm hopefully a little bit of a better drummer than her.
For years as to the relationship, because they always kept lying about who they were in terms of relationship. They always made out they were brother and sister, and it turned out they were husband and wife, and then they were divorced. It was very, very bizarre. But yes, you are a much better drummer than Meg White.
No offense to Meg White,
not taking anything away from Meg.
She's visceral in her playing style,
but that's it. I think, if you want to be able to maybe play drums or, learn drums, then I think that's kind of good, just a dum, 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 dum. And in fairness, the guitar's not particularly tricky in those early parts either. I can play it.
I don't think, I can play it too. I don't think music has to be overly technical to be effective. And often the easiest, the most easy listening and the most effective songs are very easy to play.
Yes. Yeah, very true. And that's it. I think, the most effective ones, definitely, of the simplest. Any more offerings for this playlist?
Yes, let's go with some Counting Crows.
Do like Counting Crows.
I do like Counting Crows. My favourite album is This Desert Life. I just think they're a very good band, but they're quite inconsistent sometimes. And I think that one's like, bang, got Hanging Around, got Speedway, got Colorblind.
Yeah, that's album. Very, very. Oh, they're all from the same album, those as well. I remember Mr. Jones. I think that's probably that and Colorblind are probably the two that stand out for me.
I'm sure they. Here. Such a good song.
Did they do a cover of Big Yellow Taxi?
They did. It's a really good one.
Yeah, I remember that one. I'm sure I've seen that or heard of it in a few places. But yeah, that's a good one to add. I said, even though my playlist itself, the most of the artists on there are kind of folky. One of the latter ones I wanted to add was a Radiohead song, but now I'll have to add a caveat to this because I don't know if it's going to be on Spotify because it's a cover. So it's Fake Plastic Trees and it's by Phoebe Bridgers.
I love Phoebe Bridgers. I was watching this on YouTube in the wee hours of the morning last weekend.
Oh, right. My God. Right. This song.
That version on YouTube is so good.
It's got probably
I'm
about
obsessed with Phoebe Bridgers.
However millions viewers, I am at least 50% of that view count. Steven, I can
guarantee
you're
unfolding
you.
Like a flower. It's such a good song.
It's beautifully done. In the church as well. So yeah, we may just kind of have to go to YouTube to watch this. It's Fake Plastic Trees by Phoebe Bridgers and Arlo Parks on the piano. And Arlo Parks, I think she's hasn't she just won an award? It was almost like it's like an Ivan Novello or I've forgotten the name of the award for like the breakout artists that they do. It's gone over my head now, I'm afraid. But either way, extremely, extremely talented musician. But yeah, that song, I say, I don't think it's going to be on Spotify, but please go and look for it. How she effortlessly just sings such a song. I would say it's pretty much better than the original.
Yes, and all of Phoebe Bridgers' songs are brilliant. She's one that I do listen to quite a lot. I didn't bring it up because she's quite morbid. Like she dresses in like a skeleton.
She's a skeleton costume.
But I think she's like Billie Eilish, where she can do the impressive vocals, but it's all about the story and the tone.
Yes.
And I think she has a lot of interesting stories to tell. I love Georgia by her and Moon Song. I'm going to send you a Phoebe Bridgers playlist now, Steve.
Yes, please do, because I'm literally stuck on like four songs of her, which the cover of this one, Motion Sickness was the first one that got me into her. Funeral just happened to kind of come across in a playlist one day, and that stuck with me forever. And Punisher. Are like the main ones that have stuck with me as well. But yes, please do, for anyone else that's listening who wants something else to get into, Phoebe Bridgers. I think she's absolute rising talent. Right, okay. I know we'll probably add more songs to this anyway, but kind of throw us in one more and we can kind of wrap ourselves up here then.
Okay. UK, similar band to sort of Phoebe Bridgers' Daughter. Very atmospheric. And she also does soundtracks to games as well. So if you like things that are instrumental, she has some incredible emotive instrumentals as well as sort of the heartfelt songs.
Mm. Is it Youth, the song you would
Youth
choose?
Youth is a beautiful song.
That's the only one I know.
So she did an album called Music From Before the Storm, which was the soundtrack to Life is Strange, I think, that the game that's on all of the things. So there's a lot of instrumentals and also really, really cute, sad songs as well. How Not to Disappear is also a fantastic album from hers. I shall send you all of the recommendations.
Yeah, we will stick them all together. So this is what we're doing, basically getting kind of opinions and chatting over them. And we'll put some more on there because there's a couple more that I've got, but I'm not going to go through.
This is going to be the most morbid, melancholy playlist, Stephen.
But I think it helps because, like we said, music kind of informs the pace of your edit, but it shouldn't be a distraction necessarily. It should be like a compliment to the mood and just puts you in the right time of frame of mind. And I'm sure some people will be listening to this going to hate that song. Yeah, no, don't like that band. Yeah. And that's fine. But I think there's an importance. I think it's easier to edit and keep a creative flow having music, whatever your choices are, but having music playing when you're editing. I mean, have you ever actually tried sticking a pair of headphones on whilst you're out shooting? Obviously not with weddings.
Do you know, I have when I do street photography, because I find street photography a little bit intimidating. You know, sometimes when you have to sort of, people are aware that you're taking photos and you're maybe taking photos of people out and about.
Yeah.
So sticking some headphones in and listening to music kind of puts me out of that reality in a way. It's just...
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, it puts you in your own little world and you don't get so conscious and you don't hear things. You know, if someone beeped at you or anything like that, you wouldn't hear it. You just concentrate in on what you're shooting. I've done that a couple of times when we were in London. I did it for a couple of days and I found it much more cathartic that I wasn't worried about if somebody looked at me whilst I took a picture. It's just like, I'm in my own head and I just treated everything as a different reality.
Best thing ever. Go for a walk with your camera, stick some amazing music on, and you're in a world of your own, and there's nothing but what you're seeing and what you want to capture. It's such a good thing to do.
Yeah. Very, very, very kind of good artistic kind of way to live, or just way to work. Excellent. There we go. Excellent. I thought this was only be a kind of a short podcast, just because throwing our top tips in as well. But it's lasted a little bit longer than I thought. But hopefully, if you've been listening all the way through, you've enjoyed it. And as I said, we'll put the description, put the link in the description for this podcast, wherever we end up calling it. But you can just find the iPhotography account.
Music to cry to.
Music to cry to. Yeah.
Coffee for your ears and music to cry to.
We'll put an agreed title and especially the link to it in the description for the podcast anyway. So once we've kind of hammered out the name for it, you'll find all these songs in there and many more. And feel free to make some more suggestions if there's any other songs that you think we should kind of add to that kind of continues the vibe. Then kind of please let us know. You can kind of get in touch with us via email or social media or anything like that as well. But that's it for today. That's it for this week. We'll be doing another episode next week. So there's normally kind of one every Tuesday. And so thank you very much, Em. I hope you've enjoyed our musical chat, and you can go off and listen
wonderful.
To some Vonda and some Annie DeFranco. I've written them all down here so I can try and remember them myself. But you can go off to listen to your thrash metal to kind of get you ready for the afternoon.
No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for listening, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. Please keep following the podcast and we'll catch you in the next show. Thank you now.